Tosus, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that when the Mishnah says what can't you eat? What could you eat during the day, Arvei Pesach, but you can't eat after Samach HaMincha? So, matzah ashira. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, you could have egg matzah. So, not everyone agrees to that. The Mishnah never says you could eat egg matzah. That's this Rabbeinu Tam's proof. The Rambam might say that you can't eat too much of bini targima. But so either way, the Vilna Gaon writes that maybe all matzahs are. Who says, where does Rabbeinu Tam know that matzah shira is mutter? Doesn't say it. That's his pshat. So maybe all matzahs are, sir. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you go with the Rambam with Heker, so therefore it looks like matzah, so therefore, according to the Rambam, even egg matzah could be prohibited. So that's the pashas, the Rambam about Heker, but there's a famous shtickle in the Yeshivas of Circles from Rabitzu Apanovich, or this from the Zerei Yitzchak. So he wants to say pshat as follows. In other words, the two halachas of matzo el Pesach, the Erev Tochu Matzos, and there's another than a matzos umarorim yochuhu, that you eat the matzah together with the maror. The Karban Pesach. So we know there's some special halachas by matzah. That it has to be lechem oni, and as well it has to be roi lahachemit. It can't be something from rice. It doesn't have to. In order for something to be kosher matzah for the seder, it has to be something that had the ability to become chametz. So. The Zera Yitzchak wants to say this halacha of lechem oni roi lahachmet, that's a din in Erev Tochu Matzos. But in the din of Matzos, umorim yochuhu, so any type of matzah fits the bill. It doesn't have the matzah you use to have your sandwich, that's not limited to lechem oni or roi lahachmet. Any kind of a matzah could be used. What's the source? How do we know that any matzah could be used? How does he know this? The big Kiddush. So, there's a Gemara, I think it's a Gemara in Kedushim, and the Gemara says, matzah shel tevel, that it wasn't, they didn't take off truma maisa. A matzah shel tevel can't be used for the Seder. Why not? Because it can't become chametz. Why can't it become chametz? Not because it physically can't become chametz, it's still matzah, but halachically it can't become chametz. So we see that even non-physical characteristics, it still has to be right with chametz in order for it to be good matzah for the night of Seder. That's the Gemara. That's the Bavli. There's a famous Yerushalmi Tosus quotes that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they didn't eat matzah that year. What do you mean they didn't eat matzah that year? Because all the matzah was still chadash. They didn't bring a carbon omer yet. So therefore, is matzah shel chadash, it was prohibited, and therefore you couldn't eat it. So the Rishami asked, like, what do you mean? I agree it was matzah shel chadash, but we have a principle, ase docha los ase. Let the ase of matzah override the los ase of chadash. So Tosis gives, Rishami gives two answers. One is, Einachanami, you're right, but we made gzeira kizayis rishon atu kizayis sheni. That's true, it's only the... So when you eat the first kezayis, ase docha los ase. But we're afraid you're going to eat more and then you'll violate an issue. So that gets into a whole discussion about the Nitziv and others who hold every kezayis rishon is a mitzvah kiyumis. So that gets into the shayla, do I say ase docha los ase on a mitzvah kiyumis? But according to this opinion of Yerushalmi, apparently not. either he doesn't hold from the principle of it, each kezayis is a kiyum mitzvah. So the first answer is, I could apply aseh do kalos aseh, but it only held for the first kezayis, and we're afraid you're going to eat more kezayisim. And the second answer of Tosfos of Yerushalmi is, you can't say it. Because they're not, when do we say aseh do kalos aseh? If the aseh and los aseh are equal, I mean they both came from Sinai, but matzah was given koder in Torah, that's when it was commanded in the Torah, and chadash came after, so the aseh and matzah is weaker, and therefore, we don't say it. The shaila is, what's the havamina of the Yerushalmi as a havamina? You should say aseh do kalos, so you should be able to eat the matzah shel chadash. So the shaila was like, what do you mean? Even if you assume you say aseh do kalos aseh, but it's not roi lahachmitz. Matzah shel chadash should be no different than matzah shel tevel. And therefore, in order to use the mitzvah, it's got to be roi lahachmitz. So what's the pshat? So we see, so Zera Avram says, Zera Yitzchok says, that what do we see from here again? This is so that Enoch and Avram, as be'erev tochu matzos, that's b'matzah shel tevo. That you need all the qualities of matzah, lechemoni, roi lahakamitz. But regarding the din of servicing the Karban Pesach with the sandwich, even a matzah koldehu is okay. So if a matzah koldehu is okay for the matzah zon yochlu, so that's the pshat. So maybe all matzah, who says egg matzah is okay? Even though egg matzah can't be used, it's not lechemoni, let's assume it can't be used at the Seder, but it could be used for Amatos umorim yochuhu. So therefore we see, perhaps this is a source where you can't have any, either you have the simple pshat with the Rambam that it's a hecker, out hecker, so therefore egg mats is a problem also. Or do I say, this lumdis, which is a big chiddush, that since al matzos umorim yochuhu, you can eat any matzos, hence any matzos usher on Erev Pesach. We have to check the language of the Yerushalmi, but the way Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi is, let the aseh of Erev tochu matzos. That's against what we're saying. It should say the aseh of matzos morim yochuhu, but that's the shtickle, and that's why based on this, either you have heker or you have this reason. Now, based on how matzos morim yochuhu, all matzos is good, so too, any type of matzah is usher on Erev Pesach, even egg matzah, and that's why the mission doesn't say it's okay, because it's not okay against Rabbeinu Tam.